Here's today's reading from Philippians. It's Philippians chapter 4 and verse 4. Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again. Rejoice. Great words, aren't they? They're words that Paul keeps returning to in this letter. Of all the things he wants to keep repeating, it would seem, the command he keeps coming out with is rejoice. I will say it again. Rejoice in the Lord always. Now that might sound unrealistic, I guess, to some of us. Lockdown's been going on for quite some time and perhaps you're thinking, well, I've got more reasons to be a bit down than I have to rejoice. If so, can I encourage you to spend some time thinking about the blessings that you're knowing at this time? Ask the Lord to help you think about what they might be. I've just come off the phone to various people from church. It always does me good to spend some time chatting to fellow Christians here in Ingleton. And I've come away encouraged, rejoicing in the Lord. Rejoicing in the fact that people are thankful for modern technology like this. And saying, isn't it good that even though we can't meet, we can still be fed by God's word? I'm rejoicing in the Lord in that. God is good in giving us the gift of this technology so that we can still be reminded of the Lord Jesus Christ and all that we have and are in him. I can rejoice in the fact that there are those who are so supportive of myself, my family and kids. It's a really wonderful thing to hear people ask on the other end of the phone, how are you? How's Lou? How are the kids? How are you doing? Anything we can do to help? Isn't that wonderful? Interestingly, just a few verses later, we'll come to this verse in a few days' time. Paul writes in chapter 4 and verse 10, I rejoiced in the Lord greatly. Why? What made him rejoice in the Lord? Because once again, you renewed your care for me. Yes, we rejoice in thinking about the great truths of salvation, justification, sanctification, future glorification, the great hope and peace we have in the Lord Jesus Christ. But we can also rejoice when other Christians look out for us and bless us. And I'm rejoicing in that tonight. It's so good to know that there are those who care. So count your blessings. Think through, especially if you're feeling down, think through the good things that God is doing for you through his word, through his people, through your circumstances. Some of those circumstances won't feel great, but the Lord is at work in your life. Rejoice in that. Deliberately rejoice.